should motivate us to live our lives to bring honor and glory to Christ. But many times it doesn't, because we still have the inner man fighting us. I want to do what I want to do, and many times I don't want to do what God wants me to do. But it's Christ who can bring those two together and give us peace. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Being at peace with God is the greatest gift that we can be given. And it was given because Jesus went to the cross and he offered himself up as a sacrifice for our sin. The sin that keeps us at distance from God is put away, pardoned by the sacrifice of Christ. Through faith in him, we have peace with God. And apart from him, there is no hope of peace. Six times in the New Testament, God is called the God of peace. We know the angel of the Lord who appeared to Gideon was a theophany, a pre-incarnate, pre-birth time appearance of Jesus here on earth. Christ is our manifestation of what God is and who God is. He's our peace. He's the source and measure of our peace. He's the Prince of Peace and guides our feet in the way of peace. As we read earlier in the service this morning, John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Think about Jesus for a moment before he went to the cross. All that he endured for us. He was beaten, whipped, had the crown of thorns placed on his head. He hung there on the cross. And we're told, yet he opened not his mouth. Why didn't he bring down judgment on everybody? Because he knew he had to die to provide for us salvation, and was at peace with that. He knew that was the Father's will as he went along. When our hearts are occupied with Christ and we're delighted in him, he becomes our Jehovah Shalom, God our peace. Peace with God is a wonderful experience. It's a settling thing with each one who's received Christ as their own personal Lord and Savior. So our need today is the same as it was for Gideon back in the Old Testament. We need peace in our relationship with God and in the affairs of the world. But many of us don't enjoy the peace of God. Unfortunately, the peace with God hasn't led us to the peace of God. And there's a big difference between those two. Many of the Christians we know are fearful. Many of them are frustrated. Many of them are in turmoil. They worry themselves into all kinds of emotional and physical sicknesses. Much of this sort of trouble could be avoided if we learn to trust Jehovah Shalom, the God our peace. There's two conditions that we have to meet if we're going to have peace with God. The first we find in Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Peace isn't the result of sheer determination. It's given by Jehovah Shalom himself. It's something that's given to us by God. Perfect peace of mind and freedom from anxiety are known and enjoyed only as we learn to commit all of our ways to him. Perfect peace is an undisturbed peace. Our imaginations, our minds, is one of the chief causes of worry and anxiety. And that robs us of the peace that God wants to give to us. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23 says, when they hurled insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. How foolish we are to let our imaginations carry us away when we think all kinds of thoughts that rob us of the peace of God. Philippians 4, 6 and 7, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter what situation we find ourselves in. If we give ourselves over to God and we trust Him, we can be at peace. His peace guards us. Our hearts and minds can be secure. The second condition for peace is obedience. Isaiah 48:8 says, you have neither heard nor understood from old. Your ear has not been opened. Well, I do know how treacherous you are. You were called a rebel from birth. There's no truer delight or no sweeter peace than doing the will of God, than obeying God's will for our lives. He says we need to be obedient and have listening ears if we're going to know true peace. This morning, can you say, the Lord is my peace. The Lord is my Jehovah Shalom. We need to guard against becoming fully satisfied with the world's peace and prosperity. And when we do, we'll forget the one who gives true peace of heart and true peace of mind. Trouble often drives people to God and leads us to a place of true peace. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let's bow for prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for what your word has to say to us. Help us to take your word and not just listen to it, but to apply it, to be obedient to it. Help us to make you our Jehovah Shalom. We'd ask this in Jesus' name.